Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Stim and Resh Bays, Sif Bays, Thomas Cohen. So also lahakol lekoyin lekoyin is tachas oil sheyesh meis tachta. A koyin is not allowed to go under a roof where there's a meis there. Afilu hu oil gadol harbe. Even if it's a very large house or tent. Afilu yesh nechadorim asher becheder echad yesh meis v'yesh mechitzim afsekes. Even if in one room there's two rooms, in one room there's a mace, v'yesh mechitzim afsekes nekev sheyesh betevach atevach. There's a hole that's a tevach by a tevach. Also likonis gam lecheder habeis. It's also to go even to that second room. Ki nekev tevach atevach maybe it's a tumah, because when there's a hole, a tevach by a tevach, that carries the tumah from one room to another. V'chein emeitzel lecheder sheni yeshoid cheder shlishi. If they're from the second room to the third room. Ubenayim gamke nekev tevach al tevach halachas atuma gam lacheder ashen ashlishi goes to the third room b'chein la'olam b'nekev ha'asi la'ira and a hole that's made for light afilo ein bayal kipunjan even if it's tiny little hole that will also carry the tuma from one room to another room. Maybe it's a tuma that brings the tuma. This is very pertinent when you have hospitals from one room to another room to another room. So it depends on if they're really fully sealed off or not. In our countries where the roof has the roof, and what do you call it? Some form of awning. Maybe it's a tumah, meaning there's like an overhang. That's what it is, an overhang from the roof, and it goes out of tefach. Vim kain, so that brings tumah. Vim kain zeh cuts him in agag. Avi oil lo havias a tumah. So that edge of the roof carries the tumah. Fize shnei batim smuchim zeh lazeh. Two houses next to each other, and yesh meis bechem. And if there's a meis, one of them. Alechas a tumah derech pesach aichaloin tachas aktzavas. So then the tumah goes through the doorway or the window, under the edges of the roof, shabbat on lechutz that sticks outside. It goes into the second house. Derech halayin through the window, a pesach pasuach or open door. And it's an also for a kohen to go also into the second house. And the same thing would apply to one house next to the other house. Now, somebody last week actually asked me, they work in a hospital in Eretz Yisrael, and the morgue has double doors that are closed. And meaning you have to try and make sure that both, sort of like when you go into a jewelry store, it's rigged so that you make it that both doors are never open at the same time. Like this, the tumah stays inside the morgue and won't spread to the rest of the hospital. Fine. Even if the roofs are not equal, one is above the other one. That the roof, that the tumah is in the house, is higher, a lot higher than the second roof. This is called Chavay Rami. Most of us may be familiar with sukkah. Chavay Rami basically says that if you have a flat piece of roof or wood, we look at it as if it goes all the way down. So meaning what he's saying is that if you have a roof with the maces, and that roof is a 20-foot high roof, but that roof goes over the house next to it, but that house next to it is only 5 foot. But so even though the roofs don't touch, but we say Chavad Rami and we look at the roof that as if it drops down. And then Memela, since it drops down, that the tumor will carry over. We look at the top roof as if it was pushed down to the bottom roof. And since if it would fall to the lower one, it would touch it. Meaning if you would drop down the roof, it would land on top of the lower roof. The tumah goes from this one to this one. But if there's a hefsik in between them, but let's say there's a tree, then the tumah doesn't go. All right? Fine. Hey. Let's say you have a kaira on a well, I mean, you have an alleyway, like you have a Erevin, you have an alleyway, and you have a big beam, across the front of the alleyway. Commercializing later, the way you do an Erev, hirochava tefach, and the piece of wood is a tefach wide. Vagagan ma'ahilin alea tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, and the roof goes over at a tefach this way, a tefach that way. Imkain ba'atumim and tachas agagel, tachas akoira. So then the tumah goes from under the roof till under the other beam. Beam mevias a tumah el tachas a bayis shemitzar a beis. So then it's going to carry the tumah to the house that's on the other end of the piece of wood. Umas bashet b'chol makom sheyesh oil tefach, and it's going to go anywhere where there's an oil of tefach ad a makom sheyesh hefsek till the place where there's a hefsek. V'chein kishyesh bein beis batim kippah mibinyan. If you have by two houses, so you have a kippah. Meaning you have, it's basically a kippah, is like a, looks like a kippah, like a yarmulke, but what it is it's an arch. That's what you would say. It's an arch that connects two alleyways. Hadin kenu, and then the din would be the same way. Even though on the kippah there's no roof that sticks out. The tumah comes from under the gaga, the bayis, to under the kippah. But ulam, the poem binding as a keeper, Shieshla Kamara Glaim and Akarko Lamala. But sometimes they build the keeper as if it has legs going all the way down from the ground and up. Bim Kane, Yesh Stima Eitzel Kosle Abatim. If that's the case, then there's a seal. Literally, it means a seal. It's closed up next to the walls of the house. Imainale Gag Boilets, if there's no roof that's sticking out, Vastima Sheminatzad Kazeh. And then the it's closed up on the side, like this. And there's a picture. Nimshach yoisim in agag shalamala. Then it goes out even further than the roof that's above. Is that inyan ain makom l'tumah shatava? Then there's no way for the tumah to get there. Meaning, basically, the tumah is being blocked. Kimish yesh ksas hefsek b'li oil, since it's a hefsek without an oil. So v'amir yesh bein bayis l'bayis koysel stuma b'li pesach. There is between one house and another house a closed wall without an opening. El sheyesh l'agag boilet. There's a roof sticking out. And the tumah comes from one roof to the other roof. And you have a takana. This is very hard, by the way. The hasar asar ra'afim b'makamecha. What you could do is you could remove the roof tiles. Shiyek tzas hefzik b'li oil tefach. You can have a little. You can have a little tefach of a hefzik without. Meaning you have a hefzik without a tefach, and then the tumah will escape that way. Right? Man, and then it can't jump from one side of that hole to the other side. You have to make sure that there's sometimes that it doesn't stick out from the wall. Okay. Meaning whichever door they're going to carry the mace out. Let's say you have a house and then somebody dies in the house, and you have a back door and a front door and a side door. Whichever door they plan on taking the mace out, oil, and through that carrying out, the oil will become tar, right? Because once the mace is out of there, it becomes tar. Even if that opening is closed, we look at that door as if it's open, meaning whatever door you're going to carry this mace out of, even if that door is closed, we look at it as open, and therefore any tumah that goes out that way can make something else tameh. Meaning, basically, a kohen standing outside the house, right? But there's like a little awning in front of the house, and the kohen wants to see what's going on. Let's say it's his relatives, but he can't become tameh. So since and he thinks the door is closed, so the tumah is not going to escape, right? But it will escape because there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that whatever way they're going to take the mace out, it's as if it's open. Achim niftach mitzad acher pesach oichaloin. But if there's another open door or window, shu dalat tvachim al dalat tvachim, and that and it's at least four tvachim high but four tvachim wide, as loy nechshav a pesach hasasim kilo yepasuach, then the closed door is not as if it was open. Umutal lekoyin lamechem, the coin can stand there. Emein atumi yichal lagia elav derech a pesach hayachaloin pasuach. If it's not the derech of the tumah to get there through the Pesach or through the window. Zion, Kohen, Shu b'bayis b'cheder, shad losav chalene segurim. Kohen's inside a house or a room, and the door or the windows are closed. Ba'ivin she'ein v'pesach v'seach tevach v'chalein ein nekev kapudim, that there's no open door
Bye.
There's no, I'm sorry, there's no opening in the door. And in the window, there's no hole the size of a punyan, which is very small. But Shama Sheish, and he hears that there's a dead person in the neighborhood. But Yiftach, if he's going to open his door or his window, then the tumah is going to come to him. Also, he's not allowed to open it. Shom He keeps it there the way it is until the mace goes out. He calls man chain pesach tefach and the tumor knesses. Meaning he basically hides in this room, makes sure there's no openings, keeps the door closed until the mace leaves. But when it opens, the tumor is going to come in. So he's got to make sure he stays closed in the room. Unfortunately, this happens sometimes when you find a bachur is nifter in a dormitory in this kehanim. So you have to figure out exactly how to deal with that with the kehanim. Fine. Yes. Also, the kohen, the kara b'sach dalat amas shel meis shel kever. A kohen is not allowed to come within 4 amas of a mace or a kever. But davke shel meis munach b'makom kviyase. But that's only when the mace is in a set place. Avakshu mamita, but when the mace is on the bed that they're going to carry it out. Ube'ez amiras tzidik kadin. Avke shel meis, and when they're doing tzidik kadin, even if it's even when it's resting, ain shom kviyase, that's not called kavuva. You only have to say wait dalat tvachem. Meaning, basically, the only time that a kohen has to say dalat amos away from a mace is when it's in its set spot. If it's not in its set spot and it's just moving, then all he has to say stay is dalat tvachem away. Same thing. Like, it's interesting. A sefer Torah is the same din. A sefer Torah, when it's really, you only have to stand up for it when it's moving. When it's in its set place, you don't have to stand up. And then, that comes up a lot in Yom HaNeroyim when the Aron Kodesh is open. You really, Me'ikar HaDin, don't have to stand because it's in a set place. You said Til Ches, right?
Yes, I said Tuchas. I'm going to double check. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So we'll stop over there.
Time do we think tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night will be.